This is Roy Goodwin, Ilfracombe's town crier, and welcome to Capstan Radio. We are here in Ilfracombe.
I am Louise of R&L Digital Videos, and I would like to take the opportunity to wish Capstone Radio every success with their new radio station.
Hi, a message from Adrian Emery. Just a big thank you to Dave Baxter for the internet-based radio station he's now started in Ilfracombe. Absolutely fantastic idea. We well deserve this. Dave, you keep playing the songs and we keep tapping our feet. See you later.
This is Anne-Marie Marsh at Wildercombe House in St Brannock's Road, wishing Capstone Radio all the best, and thank heavens we've now got a local radio station that we can broadcast to. So anybody that can support Dave with this venture would be greatly appreciated. So good luck from Wildercombe House.
Coming to you from the North Devon coast, this is Capstone Internet Radio, the sound of North Devon.
Putting the local back into radio. Local radio by local people. Another weekend
rendezvous. Well, hi, and welcome to Capstone Radio. And something slightly different now. I'm here at Cranley House in Combe Martin, and I'm talking to the lady who owns it, a lady called Catherine. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Dave.
And Catherine sent me a message out of the blue and said, would I like to do an interview with her with reference to the Camino Jesus and Joseph, which is taking place over this next few days, isn't
it? That's right, yes.
So, Catherine, basically I'm going to hand the thing over to you now for the next few minutes. So please give us a background to it, what it actually is and all that sort of thing, so that people can understand, and then we can develop then how the weekend will develop, I think.
Yes, that sounds like a good idea. Yes, this originally was a walk that Stuart, my partner, and I did between Combe Martin and Glastonbury in October 2015, and we called it the Camino Jesus and Joseph because of the inspiration of Jesus and his great uncle Joseph of Arimathea and the various visits that were recorded by them to the West Country, the well-known ones being Glastonbury, Priddy, St Just in Roseland, and also certain visits in Devon which are less well known, like the Valley of Culbone and to a community of monks who lived there at the time, and also to Combe Martin in association with the silver mines, because Joseph of Arimathea was a merchant and he was interested in the tin mines in the whole of the West Country, because in those days bronze was very much sought after and tin was part of the making of the bronze. Mm-hmm. So another inspiration was the Camino Santiago de Compostela, which is called the Way of St. James and is a pilgrimage that many, many people do. It's a very traditional Catholic pilgrimage down in the northern part of Spain and France. And we thought, well, everyone's going off to northern Spain and France to do this pilgrimage. Why don't we reactivate some of the beautiful paths that we have in North Devon and Somerset, which are ancient pilgrimage paths and which actually tie in through Glastonbury to the Camino Santiago? So that was the birth of the idea of the Jesus and Joseph Camino.
Okay.
So this Camino that we're doing now is starting on Tuesday the 18th of April, and we're going to be walking this time from the Quantock Hills, from Pepper Hill, which is on the top of the Quantocks near Over Stowey, back to Combe Martin, and we're going to be visiting various holy sites, sacred sites along the way. In the old days, the word holy, we call it a holiday, but actually holidays were holy days in the past. Yeah. And they were also a holy place, was a wholesome place, somewhere which uplifted the spirits, somewhere where people would go to restore themselves. So we looked at places along the way, and these are mostly places that we stopped off at in our original Camino in 2015, like St. Catherine's Well, St. Agnes Fountain on Bossington Hill, beautiful natural springs, which in the old times would have been very much visited and very much celebrated by the people of those times, because they were far more connected to nature, because their lives depended on the harvest and depended on them having a good relationship with what we would term the nature spirits or the devic kingdom, which a lot of people nowadays would just think is cuckoo woo-woo.
Oh, yes.
But in fact, there are many indigenous traditions around the world that work with the nature spirits, like the Hopi Indians, who I think were involved after a very bad drought in Ethiopia. And they came along and they blessed the seeds, and then they did their rain dance, and the next day they planted the seeds, and there was the first rain that there had been for months and months and months. And these are lost skills that our forebears would have been very interested in if they, as they wanted their crops to go, to grow. Nowadays, we can just pop up to Tesco's and buy some vegetables. But when you were dependent on them growing them in your back garden, then the weather became your one's relationship with the weather was a very different kind of thing. So St. Agnes Fountain on Bossington Hill is actually, it's beautiful and it's well looked after. St. Catherine's Well, on the other hand, you could walk by, you wouldn't even know it was there.
Really?
Quite neglected. And what we know through ancient tradition of pilgrimage is that when you walk between the holy sites, you're actually activating earth energies, ley lines. There's many people who dance on the ley lines. They're also probably considered to be a bit kooky, and who play music and who sing at various holy sites. And we will be doing all of those things. And it does actually uplift us. It makes us feel really happy. And interestingly, one of the places that we'll be visiting is Dunster. And I was inspired when we were doing a recce the other day to sing the hymn All Things Bright and Beautiful, and Stuart joined in with me, and we discovered later, talking to a friend of ours, that this hymn, well-known hymn, All Things Bright and Beautiful, all the lines in it actually relate to Dunster and the area around, and it was actually composed about Dunster. So that was a really interesting bit of synchronicity. That. Yeah.
Amazing.
And lots of synchronicities have come to light. And I was interested in pilgrimage from a young age. I actually read Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress when I was about 12.
Good grief. I think I was about 18 before I delved into that.
And I was fascinated by it. I also studied The Wife of Bath's Tale for O-level or something. And again, it's quite a secular, or there's a spiritual and secular, there's every type of person that goes on a pilgrimage. And more recently, there was a very good film called The Way, which starred Martin Sheen. It's a story about the Camino Santiago and how he sadly loses his son, who dies on the Camino. In his honour, in his memory, he decides to walk for a month, the Camino Santiago, and he has some amazing experiences. And you could say, why is pilgrimage relevant today? You know, what's it got to do with us? I think the significance is that a lot of Orthodox religion has lost its meaning for people. The churches are emptying, but there are tens of thousands of people who are doing the Camino Santiago walk. People are walking to find themselves. People are walking because they've had a midlife crisis. People are walking because they've been bereaved to find some comfort. And they're finding that comfort in nature. Mm-hmm. They're finding that comfort by visiting holy places that have been sacred to many generations, going back thousands of years. And they're finding a connection with nature and a connection with each other on that route, meeting with people. That's why pilgrimage is so important now. What we hope to do, what we hope to extend in the future, is to make friends with the local vicars, the local people who run village halls, so that people who can't afford holidays, because the bed and breakfasts are very expensive all the way along the coast, will be able to come and do exactly what they do in northern Spain, stay in bunk houses very cheaply. People in the village can provide food at a very low cost. And also churches, which are quite neglected, for example, St. Peter's at Trentisoe, which has got such a small congregation that they only have a very fairly irregular service. I turned up to one the other day in a complete rainstorm. And there, generally there's more bats in St. Peter's Trentisoe than there are people.
Wow.
You see them flying in and out. In the future, we're hoping to have musical events in the churches, so that would tie in with the pilgrimages. So okay. It could be that for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks in the summer, it's pilgrimage season. And there's musical events, there's poetry events, there's places for people to sleep and places for people to visit along the way. And also support from people, like our friends in the Heart Centre, for example.
Yeah. Just to clarify then, whilst the route has its basis in the Christ and the Christianity thing, it's not just about Christianity, though, is it?
No, this is very much a non-denominational pilgrimage that anyone can participate in. And it's very much about people finding themselves and finding their own way. Mm-hmm. And it may be that people have a connection to Druidry, which the Druids were at one point, you know, that was the main path that people took. And in fact, they never had a set dogma, which is quite interesting. It could, but Christian people could also come on this pilgrimage if they wanted to. Muslims, it would be open to anyone, as long as they were open-minded enough to join
us. Yes, of course. Does it cost anything for people to take part?
Good question. Yes, what we're asking is a nominal £20 a day for the guiding, showing people the places. Everything apart from that is found by the individual. So we are camping, staying in the Bothy at Countersbury, staying in the YHA at Dunster. So it's a low cost pilgrimage, but you do have to arrange that in advance. And some people wouldn't be able to camp, and if they had the money, they could come and stay in a B&B. And people can also join us for just the day at Dunster, or to visit Culbone Church, which is the smallest church in the UK, and it's got an incredible history. That's a short walk from Porlock Weir.
Mm-hmm.
And people are also joining us for the day on Holston Down. We live in Cranley House because there's an association here with the Master Jesus in more modern times and ancient times, and Holston Down is also associated with him in modern times as well. So when we go to Holston Down, we're actually one of our friends who is part of the Gatekeeper Trust, and they are an organisation that believe in personal and planetary healing through pilgrimage.
Okay, yeah.
Creating a light grid of positive energy through re-energising the old paths and visiting the old places. she is creating a mandala, a plant and natural mandala, which will be created for a ceremony and to give thanks to the nature spirits of Holston Down.
How cool is that? That's really, really good.
And then that will be dismantled. And it can actually have a positive effect. I remember we go up to Holston Down every Sunday to pray. And one year they were saying, oh dear, Coombe Martin Carnival, we're going to have to cancel the boat races because the weather looks really ominous. We went up to Holston Down to pray, which is communing with the nature spirits. We understand it as that. It's giving them some positive energy. Some came out, calm sea.
Great day for them.
Great day for the boat races. Yes.
So, just to sort of wind this up then, have you still got availability for people to join you at some point during this one that's coming up next week? And how can they make all the necessary arrangements?
We have got space for one more keen walker to join us, and they can give us a call, and our phone number is 07985928461. You can find our website as well. If you put in Cranley House, Coombe Martin, you'll find our website. And we've also got space for people to join us on individual days at different places and to stay overnight if they'd like to make their own arrangements.
Cool. Excellent. Well, that's a really insightful little conversation, and I really appreciate that. Thank you very much, Catherine.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'm looking forward to developing something else that we were talking about earlier. So again, thank you so much for your hospitality.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Cheers.
Putting the local back into radio. Local radio by local people.
Capstone Internet Radio
is a Moonshadow Media production.